Our words are far more powerful than we could have ever imagined. Quantum physics reveals that matter doesn't really exist, at least not the way we perceive it. Everything we touch, see, or hear is simply energy in varying states of vibration. For example, the eyes don't actually see. It's simply the movement of energy in the form of light vibrating in different states that once it passes through the eyes, the brain converts and perceives the light as an image. The same with sound. The ears pick up a pattern of disturbance caused by the movement of energy. It sends the information to the brain, and the brain converts the disturbance into a sound. And the same is true with all physical matter. This means that our words are not just elements of speech or writings. They're actually energy vibrating in different forms. Japanese scientist and author of the book, The Hidden Messages in Water, Masuro Emoto, performed some of the most revealing experiments on the effects that words have on energy. In one experiment, Emoto placed 2 cups of cooked white rice into 2 separate glass jars. He sealed the jars and then fixed a label on each one. One jar read, "Thank you," and the other, "You fool." The jars were then placed in an elementary school classroom with the specific instructions that the students were to take each jar twice a day and speak out loud the words on each of the corresponding labels. After 30 days, the rice that was thanked was as white and fluffy as the day it was placed into the jar. In contrast, the rice that was insulted shriveled into a black gelatinous mass. Now, if that is what the power of positive and negative speech can do to rice, imagine what it can do to a person. Imagine what it can do to an adult, a young person, or a child. Solomon wrote, "The tongue has the power of life and death." It's so fascinating that thousands of years ago, Solomon had warned us about what science has recently discovered, that the words we speak will actually produce life or death. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but only words that will build up and benefit the listener." Instead of complaining about or bad-mouthing those closest to us, what if for the next 30 days, twice a day, we found something genuine to thank them for? It just might radically change their life, and more importantly, it might radically change your life.